Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, Celebrating His Victory. May 11, His Accomplishment. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. Matthew 28, verse 2. It was time for my dad and I to choose the words to be engraved on my mother's tombstone. We chose the text of Isaiah 43, verse 1. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Both of us were comforted by God's assurance of redemption, his tender reminder that he knows each of us by name and that we are his. A few months later, my dad was sleeping in Jesus under the same tombstone. Both of my parents passed away with the assurance that Jesus had accomplished their eternal life through his death. Matthew's narrative of the resurrection is the most dramatic of all four Gospels. He adds unique details that become visualizations of the salvific work of Jesus. For example, Matthew mentions that the earth shook when Jesus died, opening the tombs, and that there was also a great earthquake, seismos megas, when the angel of the Lord descended on resurrection morning. An angel of the Lord rolled away the stone and sat upon it. Matthew 28, verse 2. The angel sat on the stone of Jesus' tomb, as if saying with defiant body language, "Any questions, anyone? Jesus has conquered death." Yes, Jesus' death had triumphed over death, and now Jesus himself had risen, and the stone placed on the tomb to guard it became the angel's stole. I love it! Countless times, when facing problems that were greater than my abilities to solve them, I pictured the angel sitting on the stone. God sits on our problems in total control. But there is one more shaking in this scene. The guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. Matthew 28, verse 4. How paradoxical is that? The men who had been placed to guard Jesus' body were now shaking and becoming like dead bodies, while the one who had been dead was now alive. If you or someone you love have to face the valley of the shadow of death, remember Jesus' accomplishment, victory over death. I can't wait to see my parents again on resurrection morning. The angel will remove their tombstone and sit on it.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!